Witamy na stronie blogipolish.blogspot.com.
Welcome to blogipolish.blogspot.com.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Mam na imię Anna.
Mam na imię Łukasz.
This is our third podcast for beginners.
Let's start with some revision.
Do you remember our phrases from the first lesson?
Please listen to the English version.
And say the Polish translation of it.
Hi or bye.
Cześć.
My name is...
Mam na imię.
And you?
A ty?
What's your name?
Jak masz na imię?
Hello, good morning, good afternoon.
Dzień dobry.
Please repeat.
Proszę powtórzyć.
Goodbye.
Do widzenia.
Yes.
Tak.
No.
Nie. If you feel you need some more revision, simply listen to our first lesson again.
You can find it at blogipolish.blogspot.com.
After the revision, you should be able to understand most of such a dialogue.
Cześć.
Cześć.
Mam na imię Łukasz, a ty?
Mam na imię Anna.
Miło mi.
Miło mi.
The new phrase that we've just introduced is
Miło mi.
Miło mi means it's nice to meet you.
Not really. In fact, it's a very short version of that. It means only it's nice.
Yes, but we still use it as it's nice to meet you.
That's true.
So let's repeat the Polish version of nice to meet you.
Miło mi.
Miło mi.
So you have just met a new person, you introduce yourself, and then what?
He or she immediately guesses that you're not from Poland, so the next question is, where are you from?
Skąd jesteś?
Where are you from?
Skąd jesteś?
Well, I would say, I'm from Poland.
Jestem z Polski.
Poland.
Jestem z Polski.
Jestem z Polski.
Jestem means I am.
Z means from.
But it's often pronounced s.
That's true. For instance,
jestem z Polski.
But it is pronounced z if you say you're from the UK.
Jestem z Anglii.
I'm from Ireland.
Jestem z Irlandii.
I'm from France.
Jestem z Francji.
I'm from the States.
Jestem z Ameryki.
At that stage, an average Pole is so happy that you speak Polish that he or she can say something like,
No naprawdę, pan jest z Ameryki i mówi pan po polsku, to fantastyczne. No naprawdę, nie przypuszczałabym. No proszę mi powiedzieć, jak on się nauczył polskiego? To bardzo trudny język, prawda?
Which more or less means that they're really happy that you speak such a difficult language.
The only problem is that you don't understand a word.
So you need to say, I don't understand.
Nie rozumiem.
Nie rozumiem.
Nie rozumiem.
And it's also nice to add, I don't speak Polish very well.
Nie mówię dobrze po polsku.
Nie mówię dobrze po polsku.
So, I don't understand, I don't speak Polish very well.
Nie rozumiem, nie mówię dobrze po polsku.
Nie rozumiem, nie mówię dobrze po polsku.
That's a very useful phrase. Remember, never pretend that you understand if you don't.
Yes, you can get into serious troubles by doing that.
So, whenever you don't understand, don't hesitate to shout, Nie rozumiem!
And the more you learn, the less often you will need to say it.
So, see you next week at blogipolish.blogspot.com.
Cześć!
Cześć!